Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, g'day everyone and welcome to All Talk with Jason Mike. And as always, we appreciate you taking the time to listen to us. And Mike Minogue, mate, I tell you what, we went through a period when we were doing this particular podcast where we weren't getting a lot of feedback. But mate, you were telling me the other day, we have been hit by a tsunami of correspondence, which is really encouraging for both of us, given that, you know, we're not getting anything financially out of this. So it's nice to know that there's people taking the time to talk to us and to listen to the actual podcast.
Makes it all feel worthwhile, doesn't it, mate?
Yes, it does.
You know.
Like we're not talking into a void.
Yeah, that's right. You know, people are out there, they're listening. They're liking and they're getting involved.
Yeah.
Which I really like. And whether it's through the Insta and now the email's taken off as well. And, you know, when we read out these questions, often the first four, five, six pages of paragraphs is all compliments.
Yeah.
You know, it's breaking down what we do and the admiration for what we do and how it's the best thing in people's lives and how without us they'd probably fall apart,
yeah.
You know, jump off a cliff, walk into traffic, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But we cut that out because it's, you know, it feels a bit self-serving, a bit patty on the backy, a bit jerky in that offering.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's be honest about it, mate. I mean, we could very easily do an hour podcast just on the feedback of, in terms of how much people are loving the podcast.
Yeah, on how but great we are.
I don't know about you, but that would feel a little bit self-indulgent to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're not the sort of guys that need to have... I mean, it's, don't get me wrong, we appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not going to crap on about it just over and over about how much people are saying how much they love the podcast.
No. I mean, I'm making copies of all of it.
Yeah.
I'm filing it away. I'm also printing it out, making a scrapbook for my kid.
Yeah.
So my kid's going to see how much people love me. So when she says, Dad, you know, I hate your guts.
Yes.
I go, that's all right.
Check
look at all
out.
These complete strangers that love me.
Yes,
volumes
exactly.
And volumes of messages on Instagram. What could be more valuable than that?
Well, I mean, I'm the same. I mean, not for any other reason, but for historical reasons.
Mm.
I keep all that feedback in folders. I mean, I'm running out of space on my computer. There's just so much of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've got folders for Africa.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes of an evening, when I'm sitting on the couch, I'll just go through those folders,
yeah,
just to give myself a bit of a boost, a bit of a lift.
Yeah.
And, you know, I may have had a huge argument with my partner, for example. We might be at
What would it have been about, for example?
The dishwasher.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and we would have had a huge argument about that. I'll just go through those folders,
yeah,
just to give myself a bit of a boost.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Good on you, man.
So we really appreciate it.
Oh, we do, man. And, yeah, keep it coming in. We're on the Instagram there. It's All Talk with Jason Mike. And also we're on the old email, alltalkwithjasonmike@gmail.com. So just pump it through there and send us some photos. Send us some photos of your holidays, you know, your credit cards. And
yeah.
Don't forget that little three-digit number on the back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and one of the things, of course, that we're doing on this particular podcast is a lot of advice for people. You know, don't be scared to ask for financial advice.
Oh.
Don't be scared to ask for investment advice.
Yes.
You know, don't be afraid to invest in the podcast.
No.
All of those sorts of things we value highly, Mike.
Hey, just on that, you know, we've actually had a lot of inquiries about, hey, Jason, Mike, when are you making merchandise?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I would love to have an All Talk with Jason, Mike, you know,
T-shirt.
Mug, T-shirt.
Yeah, sure.
Dog bowl.
Yeah.
You know, for our pet chat.
Poo bags.
Yep.
Yep.
What else would you have there?
I'm a big fan of lighters.
Oh, yeah.
Jason, All Talk with Jason Mike lighters.
Yep, totally.
Well, look, I think
beer warmers.
Beer warmers. Look, I think that's something.
Coolers.
Definitely
worth investigating, and maybe someone out there listening to this podcast at the moment might take that challenge up and start making us a bit of merch that we can sell off.
Maybe I'll jump on my Instagram stories, and I think you can run a poll on there and say who would be interested in some, you know, All Talk with Jason Mike crap.
Yes.
That you can buy far too expensive and just have laying around the house and it'll fall to bits in no time.
Yeah.
Should be a few.
Yeah, I'd imagine there'd be a huge market for that, no question about it. Hey, but listen, great and exciting news just on the sport front. You see that the South Africa-Australia series has been cancelled, which means, of course, that New Zealand are through to the World Test Championship.
Final. C.
The final.
Wee. I'm very excited about it. And, you know, wouldn't it have been great to have actually earned the place in the final?
Well, to be fair to New Zealand, though, the scenario was very much in their favour anyway.
It
was a very unlikely scenario that Australia got through. But, mate, you would have to argue now that we're the best cricket nation in the world, given that we've had two World Cup finals in a row.
Yeah.
Okay, we haven't won them.
No.
But we were
debatable.
Debatable. And now we're the number one test nation in the world. Mate, there was a time when I would have said that's an aberration.
Yeah.
But I honestly believe now that we are the greatest cricket nation in the world.
Well, we are. I mean, consistency is key, isn't it? I mean, you're the number one ranked side, but you're also backing that up by getting into the final. And you're doing it across consecutive World Cups in one day. What more do you want? It's unbelievable to me. And I'm actually, you know, having been a long-time fan where we've put up with decade upon decade of mediocrity, interrupted by slight blips of good form, which ultimately lead to dejection and depression.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, but it's been a pretty good run, man.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty good run.
And then when you consider, you know, the upcoming stars like Jamieson and players like that, the depth that New Zealand cricket is developing, mate, it's all good. Because, you know, as I say, before in past years, I would have considered this an aberration.
Mm.
And I would have been waiting for us to get an absolute pantsing or an ass-whooping.
Yes, thank you.
But I don't feel that at the moment. We're a very difficult side to beat, particularly at home.
No, and it's interesting, isn't it? I do, and I'm very excited. Now, this is meant to be played at Lord's in June.
Yes.
There's talk that it won't be at Lord's, because I'm assuming that, is that quite close to London or so? I don't know. I don't know the geography of London.
Yeah, I think so,
So they're talking about having it, was it Edgbaston maybe? Where we've never won a test, but that's okay. That's got to change at some point, and I think we've only played three tests there anyway. But I'm bloody keen to go. I went to the Boxing Day test in Australia last year. I went to the World Cup final in Melbourne. You know, I like to try and get around to these things.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it feels like, you know, this is one for the record books, mate. Who knows where the next time we'll be there. The problem is, of course, is when you come back, you've got to go into lockdown for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, that is a bit of an issue.
Now, I saw in the news this week that a basketball player's wife and kids didn't fancy the hotel they were in, so they're allowed to quarantine in their $3 million mansion.
Yes.
So I'd be keen on that.
Yeah, that would be all right.
If I can stay in their $3 million mansion, I'm keen.
Yeah. No, I think you raise a good point, and that's a scenario that a lot of people are dealing with at the moment, isn't it? Do I want to give up 2 weeks of my life to go through the quarantining aspect? But and also, I mean, it would be a great thing to go and see that test match. It's nothing like the live experience.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's particularly if it was at Lord's.
Yes.
That would be something else. But is that the sort of thing you go to, Jasmine? You've been to a World Cup final.
Yeah.
No doubt your fair share of cricketing extravaganzas, but that it feels like it's just, I mean, what a dream game to be able to go to.
But the bummer would be that, you know, you turn up and you make all that effort, you go to all that expense, and then it rains for 5 days.
Oh, well, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, but let's crack into it, because we've got a bit of sports chat today.
Hey, let me just say, go Kiwi.
Yeah, go Kiwi.
Yeah.
So let's have a bit of sports chat with Jason Mike.
He's been doing it all day, Rev.
It's over.
Run, 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 kick.
Sports Chat with Jason Mike.
G'day, lads. Love your work.
That's an example of the compliments we've been getting, mate.
Yeah, mate.
I left that one in.
Yeah, good on you. Question for Sport Chat. I was brought up and live in the Waikato, and my mates all support the Chiefs, but I went to uni in Otago and also support the Highlanders. Is it treason to support two teams, or should I go all in for one team? Cheers, Ruben, on the Insta.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ruben, you don't understand sport, mate.
Yeah.
Sport is you've got a team, you stick with the team, every other team can go get fucked.
Yeah.
That's sport.
Yeah. Well, it's like you with the Warriors, isn't it?
That's right.
I mean, year after year, season after season, humiliation and despair. But you don't quit, do you, Mike?
No, I don't. I stick it out. But I've got mates that support, that watch the league, and then as soon as they're, you know, as soon as the team's, as the Warriors drops out, then they go, okay, well, I also like Manly, which is not great.
No.
Or the Broncos. But I go, well, the Warriors are out. I'm not watching another game. That's how I feel about it.
No,
the Warriors aren't playing. Fuck it. You should watch the grand final. I don't care about the grand final. The Warriors aren't playing.
Can I make the point, Reuben? People like you disgust me.
Yeah, thank you.
Sitting on the fence going one way or t'other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm picking that Reuben's fluid as well.
Yeah.
I'm picking that Reuben would be in a relationship but very open to other relationships.
Yes.
I'm not committing to you.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be in a sexual relationship with you, but I might be in a sexual relationship with a lot of people.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
That disgusting Johnny-come-lately attitude.
Exactly.
Sitting on the fence, going one way or t'other without any real commitment and passion to the cause.
You know what this piece of shit's trying to do, Jace?
Yeah.
He's trying to have his cake and eat it too.
Quite so.
And you can't.
No.
Because if you eat your cake, it's gone. You can't have it. And if you have your cake, you can't eat it.
That's right.
I mean,
right.
It's pretty basic. So you supporting a team to the point where, you know, essentially you've got two horses in any given race and the one that does the best is the one that you love the most. It's not on, mate.
No.
You've got to suffer along with the rest of us. I mean, you know, you're following Otago and Waikato. Two teams that have done pretty well in terms of titles that they've taken. You know, the thing with sport is you've got to have a lot of time being miserable about the losses.
Well,
but essentially you've got, you know, five or six titles that you've taken here with the Chiefs and the Highlanders, and so you've had great years, and that's not fair to me, who's had one success with the Hurricanes and none with the Warriors.
Well, case in point, we were just talking about it, Mike, New Zealand cricket. We supported New Zealand cricket through all those hideous years where we were shithouse. Did we throw in the towel? No, we didn't, mate. Now, look where we are now,
that's
mate.
That's right. And I'll tell you what else we didn't do. We didn't go, oh, well, New Zealand's going shit. I'll support Australia.
Yeah, exactly. He's the sort of guy, it reeks to me, of he's the sort of guy that goes, I'll support you, but what do I get out of it?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I do this, what's in it for me?
You know, it seems a little bit hard. Oh, those guys are always losing. What about these guys? I like their sweaters.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
What a son of a bitch, Reuben.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly, to sit on the fence, to go whichever way you want to, is, as I said at the start, disgusts me.
Is it treason to support two teams, or should I go all in for one team? If I was you, mate, I'd stop watching sport. Because if you have to ask the question, then you don't deserve any team at all.
No.
You know, I think you should go outside, and the only sport you get is you can take a tennis ball and throw it against the fucking wall on your own.
Yeah. Look, if I was in a team, I wouldn't want Reuben's support.
I'd smack him over.
I'd say, Reuben, take your support and shove it up your ass and fuck off while you're doing it.
Yep.
That's what I'd say to him, Mike. I don't know what you'd – I'd imagine you'd say something in a similar vein.
Oh, it'd be a team talk.
Yeah.
You know – we'd be sitting around in the changing rooms, you know, I'd be giving the team a bit of a G up, you know, I've got a big game today. And one last thing, Reuben, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Mate, if you and I were playing in a team, Sayden Park, and we were playing a game and Reuben turned up in the stands, I'd get security.
Yeah.
I'd say, get that low-life son of a bitch out of here. He has no place supporting our team.
I mean, what do you do when it's Waikato, when it's the Chiefs against the Highlanders? You go along and you're wearing your Chiefs top, you know, because, you know, you grew up in the Waikato, you know, you played your sport there and all that. And then as soon as the Highlanders take the lead, you take your top off and you got your Highlanders top on underneath.
Yeah.
Is that what you do, mate? So you go, oh, I won. Well, somebody's got to lose. And it should be you because you've got a terrible attitude.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think you hit the head of the nail there. So I think, you know, Mike and I are pretty clear, Reuben, where we stand on this whole thing. Don't ever write to us again, mate.
No.
Don't ever write to us again, Ruben.
And I normally never say this, but I want you to unsubscribe.
Yeah.
I want you to unfollow. I want you to unfive stars. All right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, we've got a lot of interesting chat from people outside, you know, through the email and through the Instagram, and there's a lot of varying opinions. Nothing has infuriated me more than this particular one.
No.
Nothing has riled me up more than Ruben's question.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate, it actually hurts me a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sports.
Well, can I just make the point, mate? I'm kind of concerned that someone like Ruben listens to our podcast.
Well, the thing about it is, I get the feeling that, you know, if he didn't have this podcast to listen to, he'd probably listen to another one.
Yeah. I've got the distinct impression that Ruben doesn't just listen to our podcast.
Oh, of course he doesn't. He's probably got heaps on the go.
And I bet he likes and subscribes to a number of podcasts.
Yeah, he's that sort of guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the sense I get from him. And actually, I'm surprised, you know, he says, my mates all support the Chiefs. I got the feeling he's got no mates. You know, I bet he's got more than one mate. Or no mates.
Yeah.
He's either lying about the amount of mates he's got, or he's got a mate and another bunch of mates, and he goes, oh, if I can't hang out with this mate, I'll hang out with that mate.
Yeah.
You know? He's just covering all his bases.
Yeah, he just plays the sides all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a disgrace.
Yeah.
So, I hope that's helpful to you, mate.
You're all the best, mate.
And look, as we say, if you're going to unsubscribe, we're going to plunge down from 17 subscribers to 16.
Yeah.
I'll take that on the chin.
Yeah, I'll take the hit.
I'll take the hit, and so will Mike. All right? Don't ever contact us again, Ruben. I tell you, I got a cousin called Ruben.
Oh, yeah?
He used to tap dance. Hey, right now it's time for...
Is that dog doing a shit on my lawn?
Pet advice with Jason Mike.
How are you? I've got a pet question. My dog is a little Jack Russell. She's 15 years old, blind and deaf. She usually just walks around hopelessly and smacks her head into the wall. Occasionally falls down the stairs. I'm not quite sure what to do. Cheers, Matt, on the Insta.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, it's great to be having a bit of pet chat. We haven't had some pet chat for a while.
It's been a while.
And there was a similar one a little while ago about a dog, or it might have been a cat actually, that was pretty rancid and old. And
the outside one. The cyst and the hair was falling out.
And stuff. And, you know, Jack Russell's, of course, notorious for their energy.
Yeah.
Of course, their role in the world initially was to get pests. Mm-hmm. Like rabbits and things like that, you'd set your Jack Russell down the hole.
Yeah,
that was the purpose of having a Jack Russell.
Yes.
So it doesn't sound to me like this particular Jack Russell
is
in that state where he or she is even capable of killing pests or rabbits.
No. Well, you know, probably could, but you'd have to grab the pest or the rabbit and put it into the jaws, you know, because it wouldn't be able to see it or hear it. So it wouldn't be able to find it.
No.
And if you've already got your hands on it, then you could probably just kill it yourself. So... yeah, it stops serving its purpose. I mean, pretty much now what a Jack Russell does is eats your hose or your shoes or your clothes.
Well, it's that their instincts are to catch pests.
Yeah.
If they've got no pests,
no.
Your shoe will do.
That's right, and rip it to bits.
Yeah.
They need to do that thing where they get it in their jaws and side-to-side thing and try and snap something's neck.
Yeah, yeah. We actually had a Jack Russell.
Oh, yeah?
George. But at the time that we didn't think this through, Mike, we got a Jack Russell and he was a little feisty little bugger. But we'd just moved into our home and there were no fences anywhere.
Right.
And there's a lot of roads around our house. So, and what I found with George actually is that he gnawed the shit out of the furniture.
Right.
You know, the tables and the chairs just gnawed the crap out of them. You know, like cats will scratch, but Jack Russell's just chew, chew, chew,
chew, chew, chew.
And it was that instinct of his to kill.
Yeah.
But he didn't have anything to kill.
Yeah.
But we ended up getting rid of him because he was really annoying.
Just throw the ball across the road, did
you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, in fairness, someone adopted him.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's living on a farm now, is it?
No, he's in an apartment somewhere, I think, so God only knows what's going on there. Chewing the shit out of their furniture, no doubt.
15 years old is a pretty good run.
Yeah, I think so.
Blind and deaf. I mean, it's not. I mean, in terms of quality of life.
Oh, and she's a bitch. Sorry, I thought I wasn't quite sure what sex.
Oh, she's a bitch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So her breeding days are over.
You'd say so.
One would think.
You know, she might still enjoy a shag. We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah. Do dogs enjoy shags? Well, I mean, they must have to ejaculate.
Well, the male does.
Yeah, the male does.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be something.
Female dogs orgasm?
Well, they go on to, they go into heat, don't they? So there's sort of a satisfaction that must be met. In terms of do they, I mean, they probably have to finish themselves off. You know, a male dog doesn't strike me as a generous lover.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know if you've ever watched dogs making love. There's no romance there, Mike.
No.
Even worse than that, I don't know if you've ever seen cats make love.
Oh.
It is the most horrendous thing you'll ever see in your life.
It gets a bit, there's usually multiple partners involved as
well. It's not a pretty sight.
No. No, they're lucky there's no, you know, there's no hashtag.
Yes. Yes. So she's obviously not making love anymore. Well, I mean, do dogs even make love? Well, sorry, I'm putting a human characteristic on a dog. Do dogs, I mean, she's obviously not having...
potentially not mating
not
anymore.
Breeding, yeah, not mating. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, mating.
Yeah. And she's blind and she's deaf, which isn't, in terms of quality of life, isn't great unless you're ugly and boring, you know. In which case, things have probably gotten better for her over the years. You know, she doesn't have to look at you. She doesn't have to listen to you. She's walking around hopelessly and smacks her head into the wall. You know, and occasionally falls down the stairs. Now, that's funny.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it would be cute, wouldn't it?
Well, it's funny.
You know, you go, here she goes. Watch this. Boom. Straight into the wall.
And you can put stuff in there like, you know, given that she, because you normally, when she wasn't deaf, you could warn her away and go, you know, Peggy. You know, and she'd look up and you'd just stop her. But you could say things like, hey, don't walk into that wall. Bang.
Yeah.
Oh, never
Peggy.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Mind the stairs.
Da-dunk, da-dunk. Da-dunk,
oh, Peggy.
Yep. Snap, snap.
Yeah.
Snap, snap. The legs are gone. You know, so funny. So my advice would be to start an Instagram page.
Yes. Great idea.
Yeah, because, you know, those pet videos are incredibly popular. And little things like that, you know, walking into a wall, falling downstairs, wandering out onto a road, you know, that's gold. That's comedy gold. You're going to get millions and millions and millions of views.
I agree with you. A day in the life of Peggy.
Yeah.
That would be an absolute winner. Because, you know, because not only would it be hilarious.
Yes.
But... it would be there would be potentially some people out there. There was sympathy factor.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So you'd have a huge audience for that.
Yeah. Well, the thing about these sorts of Instagram pages, I mean, there was a guy in the UK who was a bum, or maybe he was a busker actually, and he had a cat. And maybe he was running an Instagram page or something like that. Well, that got turned into a very successful movie. And now they're actually doing a sequel to it. So you've got the potential here that A Day in the Life of Peggy could be turned into a feature film.
Yeah.
So, you know, you imagine Peggy waking up one day, fuck, I'm blind. You know,
yes.
Give it a voice like Garfield.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and then she's, you know, gets out of bed and just clunk, walks into something. You know, you've got the owner of the dog going, what's the matter here? And having to get off to the vets for a diagnosis, and then at the vets, they lose contact with each other. They get separated, the owner and Peggy.
I'm seeing a great story
right.
outline here.
Right, so yeah. Peggy has still got her sense of smell, and as we know, dogs have got a great sense of smell. So she can smell home, and she's making her way for home, but only by using a sense of smell.
Yes. Oh, and you know, you could really set up the drama of that, you know, crossing the road.
Oh, yeah.
You know, buses, whine.
Well, that's right.
You know, Peggy's just sort of toddling across. You Look know, out, Peggy.
She walks off the, you know, off a wharf into the water.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of. A fisherman picks her up. She's now on a boat. She's traveling to Antarctica.
Yes.
She meets a seal. Mating ensues.
What, with the seal?
Well, maybe.
Well, she can't really see, can she?
No, she doesn't know. She thinks, God, I'm in here. Stinks a bit.
Yeah.
Then makes its way home, probably on a plane, any New Zealand plane.
Yeah.
And then ultimately it's just getting home, walks across the road and gets hit by a truck.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, so a real tragic end. And at that point, actually, probably the owner, he's just turned the corner and seen Peggy.
Yeah, Peggy! Yeah,
because he's got home dejected. Oh, I haven't been able to find her. She's probably dead. Mm. Maybe found her collar somewhere, actually. That'd be a nice touch. Oh,
Can it be a nice little scene of him putting up lost posters of Peggy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the dairy and, you know, on lampposts
that's
and things
right.
like that.
Yeah.
Looking forlorn as it rains outside.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And actually, he's got a love interest, his next-door neighbour, who he's never been able to talk to.
Yes.
But the only connection they've got is through Peggy.
Yes.
And she helps out with the search. She's putting things up as well now.
Yeah,
and now
nice.
They've got a bond going on.
Yeah.
And then they come around the corner. Peggy gets run over. No, as you say. Yeah.
No, Peggy.
Owner, he starts crying.
Yeah.
You know, the next-door neighbour is rubbing his back and thinking, fuck, I can't be with anyone this week. Look at him fucking bawling his eyes out.
Oh, I thought you were going the other direction with that. You know, that Louise, his neighbour, is rubbing his back, and then they look at each other and embrace.
Right.
So Peggy doesn't die in vain.
Right. But Peggy is, you know, the car has run over Peggy and right over the middle of its back. So that's squashed to the ground. But the front legs are still going and the back legs are still going.
Right.
And okay, I'll take you. Let's say it goes down. You're right. They look into each other's eyes, passionate embrace.
Yes.
Long kiss. This goes for about a minute 30. And then finally, we cut down to
Peggy. Yes.
Who's still trying to walk away, but has been stuck to the ground with the wheels of the tire, wheels of the truck. And with the voice, maybe it's Bill Murray again. It's like, fucking hell, guys, can you call an ambulance? And then cut to black.
Yeah. That is great. What a story.
Really?
And who was that? Was Matt.
That's Matt.
Was it? Matt. Mate, you got to do it.
Yeah.
A Day in the Life of Peggy.
Yeah.
Is an absolute winner. And I think you can make a bit of coin out of that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're talking the millions of dollars
on
an idea like that. And you've got to move quickly, Matt, because these ideas, you know, they're like gold dust. But if Peggy's, the thing about it is, casting nowadays, you have to cast somebody like you would have to cast a Jack Russell that is blind and deaf. You couldn't get a Jack Russell that was acting like
blind and deaf. Yeah.
You have to get the real thing. So
yes.
You're going to have to move on this. 15 years is pretty old for a Jack Russell. So you're a little bit limited by time, but mate, get that Instagram page going.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that's the best advice we've ever given. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I'll be looking out for that, A Day in the Life of Peggy.
Yeah.
But thanks for the email, Matt. But right now it's time for Jason Mike Talk Relationships.
I think she's cheating on me.
It's relationship advice with Jace and Mike.
Hey, gents. Love the pod. In the last episode, you discussed the three words every guy likes to hear. You were right. Top chat. However, there is another three-letter phrase more sacrosanct than this, that every male in a relationship longs to hear, kind of the holy grail. I was wrong. This actually takes ownership and admits culpability and therefore as rare as hen's teeth. I have yet to hear it. Cheers, Simo, over the email.
Wow, he makes a great point, doesn't
he? He does.
And also, let me just say, great use of the word sacrosanct.
Yes.
Which I haven't even heard in day-to-day life for a good many years, and it is definitely the first time we've had it on the podcast, so congratulations for that, Simo. There's some things we didn't even bother bringing it up, because, there's just no way that you're going to hear I was wrong.
Yeah, well, I think the issue is with the you were right aspect of it, your partner saying, you were right. There's a few more avenues where it can be diffused somewhat. Yeah. Whereas the emphatic comment, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, that's admitting your culpability, isn't it?
That's
is taking ownership of the fact that you stuffed up badly and you were wrong.
Yeah.
And I think Simo makes a bloody good point with that.
Yeah. Because the thing with, as you say, you were right. No, I'm not saying I was wrong.
Yes.
I agree that you were right.
Yes.
And I'm saying you were right, but I'm not saying I was wrong.
And often that what follows that is, you were right, what I was saying.
You know what I mean?
What I was saying about it was, blah, blah. Sure, on that aspect of it, you were right.
Yes.
But I was coming at it from a different aspect of it.
A different angle that you didn't even know existed.
Yes.
And that wasn't even pertinent to the conversation or argument that we're having or the topic or anything.
Exactly.
And that's what I was coming from.
That's where I was coming from.
So to be fair, I was right too.
Yes. But I'm prepared to say you were right.
You were right about the thing we were actually talking about.
Yes.
I was right about the thing that I was thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's what.
That get out of jail card.
Absolutely.
But I was wrong.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've never heard it.
I know I've heard it.
Have you ever said it? Have you ever said it?
Oh, right? I've said it. That's why I say I've heard it when I've said it.
Yeah.
You know, because I find it's easier, Jace, if you're wrong, just to say you were wrong and then move on with your life.
I agree.
You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with being wrong.
No.
There's something more wrong with not admitting you were wrong.
Yes.
An inability to accept that you could ever possibly be wrong.
Yeah.
I've got an issue with that. So I just say, if I was wrong, I wonder if I said it last night.
Yeah.
The baby was coughing. I said to the missus, oh, the baby's coughing. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning, thinking that she was awake, but she wasn't, so I woke her up.
Yes.
And she said, oh, is she? Yeah, she's been going for about an hour at this stage. And then we started deciding what we'd do about it. Anyway, the chat was going on a bit long about, you know, maybe the room's dusty, we have to sort that out. Maybe we have to get this asthma medication a bit more often. And it was sort of going on a bit. And I just said, look, well, why don't we talk about it tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know. And her opinion was, well, I was the one that woke her up to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then she starts talking about it. And then I say, well, why don't you just go to sleep?
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I admitted that I was wrong. I think I said you were right. I don't know if I went with I was wrong, but I was wrong.
Yeah.
But you know, it came from a misunderstanding. I thought she was awake.
I'm the same as you. I have no issue because it's just so much easier, isn't it, Mike? It makes your life easier because many, many times I've said to my wife, darling, I was wrong.
Yeah.
And the good thing about that is you accept your responsibility straight away and it puts you in a great mood.
Yeah.
I've admitted to being wrong when I wasn't wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I know that she loves it when I admit I'm wrong.
Well, she loves it when you say you're wrong.
Yeah.
Not necessarily admit.
Yeah. When I say I'm wrong and she's like, that's great.
Well, I hate being in an argument.
Yes.
I hate the feeling of that tension.
Yes.
The anger welling up in you, you know, the silence in the house.
Yeah.
You're both pretending you're not thinking about it, but all you're thinking about it is that.
Yeah.
And I would rather just say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, you were right.
Yes.
I'll be completely honest. I'm not saying that all the time.
No.
But I would rather clear the air than let it drag out.
Yeah.
Because that's probably the most unhappy I am is on the rare occasions where my wife and I have an argument.
Yes.
I hate it.
Yeah. And it's just so much easier, isn't it? And there'll be occasions where, you know, your wife will remind you of the fact that you were wrong that time.
Yeah, yeah.
And that you were wrong that other time.
Yeah, that's right.
And that you're wrong this time.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To which I will say, darling, I'm sorry I was wrong.
Yeah.
Just because it's easier.
Yeah, well, she goes, you know, what about that time this? You know, you were wrong then, that time then when you were wrong about that. And I say, look, babe, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, when you are right, you are right.
I think if my wife said to me I was wrong, I'd have a heart attack. I don't know that. I really don't know if I could cope with my wife saying I was wrong.
Mm.
It would be such a shock to me.
Well, you'd think that something was going on, wouldn't you?
You know what I think? Yeah. I mean, if my wife said that to me, I believe my reaction would be, no, I was wrong.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I'd be so uncomfortable with that. Don't you say that.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
Not you.
No.
Even though she was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Well, it ends up being a bit like Inception or Tenet or Interstellar or some other Christopher Nolan movie where up is down and left is right and you don't know what the hell is going on.
Yes.
All of a sudden, you know, you're in upside down world or whatever it was in Seinfeld, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's probably easier just to take it on the chin and just move on. I think.
Yeah.
But you're right. About this being the Holy Grail.
Yes.
Actually, have we got any stories from any listeners where they have heard I was wrong?
Yeah, that would be fascinating. That would be,
and from either side, and I'd love to hear a female perspective on all of this as well, because, you know, I really want to know why it is that not a single female in the world
either
alive or dead, has ever been able to say, I was wrong. And what happens then in a gay relationship between two women? Because if nobody's saying I was wrong there, you got issues.
Yeah.
And two men, both men are going, I was wrong. I was wrong. I mean, they might smack each other over.
Yeah.
But, I'd love to know how that works, actually. So,
Good question. So do get in touch with us and let us know about that. In fact, I was just thinking about, because I have been thinking about if my wife said to me I was wrong, I believe that my wife would only ever say that to me so that I would admit or say that I was wrong again.
Right.
I believe that if she said I was wrong, she would expect me to say I was wrong too.
Yeah.
Even though I say I was wrong all the time.
Yeah.
She would expect me. And
I don't think she'd say it first either.
No, and if she said I was wrong, she'd expect me to say I was wrong in response. And if I didn't say I was wrong, she would say I wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I had my fingers crossed.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
You are.
So make sure you do get in touch with us about that, because it's a really interesting question. Was it Simo, wasn't it?
Simo. Yeah, it was Simo.
Yeah, Simo. But bloody, and can I say how observant Simo was of our conversation?
Well, this is obviously these are conversations that are happening up and down the country, and not just this country, every country all around the world.
Yes.
You know, you don't have these conversations at the pub, be you male or female, and the people you're speaking with look back at you like, you've got two heads. Everybody knows this conversation.
Yes.
And has got their version of it. So I'm really keen to hear the other side of it. I don't want this to be some kind of a woman bashing podcast.
No.
And I don't think it is. But we can only respond to the emails we get.
And can I just say this, Mike, on that? I'm prepared to admit I was wrong.
Yeah.
In the sense of that women actually do say they're wrong.
Yeah.
I'm prepared to say I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
But we'll see what we get.
Yeah.
It'll be quite intriguing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that we've got plenty of female listeners.
Yeah.
So let's see if they can prove us wrong.
Great stuff, mate.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
G'day, mates. I'm in my mid-20s and am away on holiday at Waihee Beach with my mate Jono. There's a real drought of women here. This means there's a lot of women, we're just no good with them. I've got to thinking it might be worth having a crack at Jono so I can check off a beach route from my bucket list. Just seeking your best advice on how to cross the line with him. Is my best bet to get a bit cheeky while lathering him with sunscreen? Looking forward to hearing from you. Cheers, Angus on the email.
Great question. You ever rooted a dude, Jace?
I beg your pardon?
Have you ever rooted a dude?
No.
Jerked one off?
No.
Nothing? No. Have a blowy? Nothing?
No, none of that.
No?
No. I mean, if I had, I would say I had.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't. Yourself?
Nah.
Okay.
Feels like an opportunity lost. I mean, well, you know, it just hasn't interested me. And it's sort of, it's never been an opportunity. Oh, no, actually, there was an opportunity once. Oh, there's been a couple.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the sort of the advance is made, that's when it becomes clear to you that it's not your cup of tea.
Yes.
Although, you know, that's only from smelling the cup of tea, isn't it? Sometimes you have a cup of tea, you smell it, you go, oh, I don't want it. You have a sip, you go, oh, quite like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I could go some more of that.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
But you've got to have that initial spark, don't you?
I think so.
In order to even think about having a cup of tea.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, as a rule, I don't like tea.
No, I don't drink tea.
No.
I
like coffee.
Yes, I like coffee too. Yeah. And that's just the way it is. There's nothing wrong with liking tea.
Well, my wife loves tea.
Yeah, look, my wife loves tea too. She loves herbal teas.
Yeah.
You know, your green teas, your jasmine teas, your lemon and honey tea.
She's always offering me a tea.
Yes.
At night.
Yeah.
I don't want a tea.
No, I don't like tea.
No.
I'll drink coffee at night as well.
Yeah, tea's not for me.
No. So it's an interesting one for us in terms of addressing how do we help you cross the line with the Jono.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he mentions the old sunblock.
Yeah.
That's an old doozy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to rub a bit of this on your back, darling?
Yeah.
You know, and you get a bit sensual with it.
Yeah. Down and down and down.
Down and down and down and down. A bit.
A little bit. You know, round the sides, these.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah, just down the side. But not too much.
Careful.
Because I tell you what, that's down the side of a man is very sensitive.
Yes.
Very sensitive.
Down the side of a man is very sensitive.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then you do the back of the legs and so forth. Get him to flip over. See what's going on. Because there might be, you know, if you've done it properly, Jono, a bit of a reaction from your mate. There might be a chemical reaction to being massaged with suntan lotion.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoever's doing it.
That's right. Also, another thing you can do is, you know, the mental aspect is you'll find that, you know, by and large, you know, men love a compliment.
Sure.
Not that they ever get any.
No.
You know, so, you know, why don't you tell him he looks good?
Mm.
You know, God, that's a nice shirt, Jono. Oh, geez, Angus. No worries. No worries, mate. Nice pants, mate. They're a nice fit.
Mm.
Oh, geez, Angus.
Have you been working out, mate?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus, you're in great shape.
Oh, now that's another idea, working out together.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting a pump on.
Yeah.
You know.
Lifting weights, getting a bit of sweat on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then
yeah,
you have the scenario of the shower after.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You can strip off.
Yep.
Whoa, hello.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, there's only one shower free. Should we share?
That's right. Well, you know, the other thing is environmentally, conserving water is very popular at the moment.
Absolutely.
So you can offer that up.
Yeah.
Although we've already addressed the fact that it's not great for lovemaking, Jace, in the shower.
No.
But that might be different for man on man.
Well, I don't think they have to crack into it on the shower. I mean, he can just lay a few seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, hang on. Let me rephrase that. He can do some groundwork.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe after, you know, before they have a shower, maybe go and have a sauna.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, she's hot in here.
Oof.
Well, I'm going to take that towel off. Oh, and a bit of a stretch.
Oh,
I dropped my towel. I'll just pick that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like the look of my cock and balls,
yeah,
Jono?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
Oh, look.
What did you say?
I'm just going to get that soap off the ground there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the shower.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone slipping on that.
Look at my bum.
Yeah. So there's lots of ways.
Subtle little.
Subtle ways of putting it out there.
Because the thing is, if he's not open to this, then, you know, pretty much you can write this friendship off.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say? It's hard to come back from somebody trying to make love to you that you don't. And that goes for male or, you know, if it's a male.
If you're not into it,
I mean, you'll remember that time when you're a pathetic, you know, loser in your early 20s and mid-20s and late 20s and 30s.
Yeah, for sure.
Where you were always hitting up your girl mates and saying, I love you, I love you.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, God, look at this sappy piece of shit.
Yeah.
And that was the end of those friendships, wasn't it?
Oh, many.
Yeah.
Many. And, you know, there is that danger, of course. You have to be prepared for the fact that you're going to completely ruin your friendship if you cross that line.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of a friend is he?
Yeah.
You know, obviously a pretty good friend if you're beginning to cross the line.
Yeah, he's on a roadie.
Yeah.
In a car. So it's not so much that he's thinking about crossing the line. It's that he's almost like he's in a jail cell. Because he's on lockdown, he's been, you know, he's been worked up into a lather by all these beautiful women around that he's no good at talking to.
Yeah.
And he's thinking to himself, well, I've got a pretty good rapport with me old mate Jono here.
Sure.
You know?
Is it worth having a bit of a nudge?
Is it worth having a go? And he's saying he's quite keen to check off a beach route from his bucket list.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess you've got to do it at some point, a beach route.
The issue that he has is that he can burn the candle at both ends in some respects, i.e. he doesn't know how to talk to women, therefore he will never be in a relationship with one.
Yeah.
And then he goes the Jono route.
Yeah.
And
excuse the pun.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. And, you know, that falls apart.
Yeah.
You know, he's left himself very exposed.
Mm.
And Jono would no doubt go around and say, Jesus, Angus tried to have a bit of a, wanted to have a bit of a root.
Yeah.
You know, and all his other mates go, really?
Yeah.
And they go, shit, I'll be staying away from Angus, unless, of course, they were attracted to Angus.
Yeah. In which case they'd be keen. They go, yeah. Have you got Angus's number?
Yeah, totally.
Well, the other thing is, you know, as far as the beach route goes, you could just have a beach wank.
Sure.
You know, put that on your bucket list underneath beach route.
Yeah.
And cross it off. Because very few people have had a wank on a beach, I would have thought. I haven't.
I haven't either, I don't recall.
That was a pause.
Well, no, I had to think about it.
But, yeah.
I mean, there's no reason why I wouldn't.
No.
But, I mean, I haven't... I had to think, you know.
Yeah, trying to remember.
And maybe that's right. Maybe that's, instead of that bucket list item, you have a wank on the beach bucket list item.
Yeah.
Hey, had a wank on the beach.
Yeah.
Check that off the bucket list.
You know, although that said, I mean.
Just make sure there's no one around probably when you're doing it.
Mm, yeah, you got to be careful about that. But the thing is, I mean, I just, you know, we're sort of tiptoeing around here, but why don't you just hit John up and say, look, mate, we've got women around here, we've got no game, right? I'm in my early 20s, you're in your early 20s, nothing wrong with a bit of experimentation, how'd you like to submit it?
Sure.
You know, and what kind of guy, you know, what kind of man doesn't want to have a go at that at some point in their life, you know? I mean, obviously, it hasn't come up for us yet, but then you and I have never been on a roadie together, Jase.
No, that's true.
You know, not cooped up in a car. So I'm just...
You're saying take the bull by the horns, well, basically,
you know,
aren't
you? Just say, well, what's wrong? You know, what's wrong with you, mate?
Yeah.
You know? don't you like sex?
And then if he goes, Jesus, mate, nah. Oh, Jesus, bloody Angus, mate. Back, yeah. You know, you just go, ah, yeah. You know, you bloody...
Gotcha.
Sicko.
Yeah, that's right. Joshing.
Having a bit of a joke with you, Jono.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Don't worry, mate, safe with me.
Yeah.
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 But it's difficult, isn't it? You know, those sexual boundaries and how to cross them, especially when, you know, in this example, you're not even interested in them sexually. You've just got a young man stiffy.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're a bloody torturous thing, the young man stiffy. You can't get rid of them.
Absolutely. So I think...
Remember, Jase, you remember that?
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think we're giving them some options here.
Yeah, and I want to know... How it goes.
Yeah, let us know how it goes, Angus. Get back to us and make sure you do.
Yeah.
And speaking of people getting back to us, make sure you do get in contact with us. Ask us anything you want about, you know, things that you might be struggling with in life.
Yeah.
And things that you might find confusing in life. Maybe some sport that you need our opinion on. Anything at all, you get in touch with us, Mike, through the Insta.
That's
and through
right.
our email address, which is...
alltalkwithjasonmike@gmail.com. Also on the Insta, we're All Talk with Jason Mike. And particularly this week, we're looking to hear from our female. Why don't we have next week, why don't we do a female special?
Sounds great to me.
Okay, 100% female questions, particularly if we can get some feedback on that you were right
I was
section.
Wrong.
That would be great. But outside of that, just any questions that you've got whatsoever. What is it that confuses you about the male?
Sure.
Male dog, whatever.
Yep, sure.
And we'll do our best to endeavour to answer those questions for you.
In the meantime, you take it easy out there. Just look after yourselves. Until next time, from Mike and myself, you take it easy.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.